I'm Roger Bannister. 45 years ago, when I was 25, I ran the first sub-4-minute mile. All this century, people had talked and mused about the impossibility of a 4-minute mile. Why? Because they said, well, there must be a limit somewhere, and 4 even laps of the quarter-mile track in 60 seconds each seemed a good limit. And that was why it had a special appeal. Like so many achievements in sport, perhaps it's not of any great importance in itself, but in the human mind, it seemed that here was a physical barrier to be overcome. I had the massive disappointment of coming fourth in the 1952 Helsinki Olympic Games, when everyone expected me to win. I wouldn't be able to compete in another Olympics, as my running would have to end in 1954, when I stopped being a medical student and qualified as a doctor. We chose the first formal race meeting of the year. It was an ordinary athletics meeting, Amateur Athletic Association against Oxford University. Chris Chataway, Chris Brasher and I were in the Amateur Athletic Association team. The race would take place anyway. The question was whether it would be also an attempt to break the 4-minute mile, which of course depended on the weather conditions. And early in May, like so many May days in England, it proved to be wet, cold and windy. The two Chrises were getting rather impatient with me as I watched the wind strength by the St. George's flag flying, for some reason, on the Iffley Road church tower. It was only about half an hour before the start that I turned to them and said, yes, it's on. In so many of these physical challenges, there comes a moment of decision, a decision only you can make. Your friends or coach can't make it for you. If you don't make the attempt and don't get another chance, would you ever forgive yourself for the rest of your life? The two Chrises performed their allotted task to perfection. The half mile in 2 minutes, the three-quarter mile just over 3 minutes. Then, when I took over, I had to do the last lap in under 60 seconds. The aim was to reach the tape in a state of total exhaustion, and there was nothing left when I almost fell over the line. Only 0.6 of a second below 4 minutes, the equivalent in distance of about 7 yards, but it was enough. In a properly registered meeting, such as this was, the Amateur Athletic Association had to have 4 qualified, accredited timekeepers, all of whom had Omega watches. I suppose a minute or two later, the announcement was made, as it happens, by Norris McWhirter, and he had a whole string of announcements about the record that had been broken, a track, an English native, an English national, an all-comers, European empire, world record. And then he said, in 3 minutes. And the crowd roared and nobody heard the rest of the announcement. I was surprised that it was such headline news. It was an occasion for excitement, linked at the time with some other British successes. Everest had been climbed the year before. And for a couple of weeks, I was very much involved in the publicity surrounding it. So it was quite an important occasion.